Speaking on a topic, Challenges Climate Pose for Population Dynamics, Roger Mark noted that Nigeria, alongside 33 others, mostly in sub-Saharan Africa, fall under what he referred to as climate change hotspot, which is an area with high population growth, reducing agricultural potential and high vulnerability to impacts of climate change. He explained that climate change has fueled inequalities, poverty and water scarcity among development indices, such that people with large families are unable to adequately cater for the needs of their children, thus even widening the inequality gap.
Climate change, weather patterns, agricultural productivity, water scarcity, conflicts around natural resources, fueled by climate change, is making all of this more difficult.
Another angle to the issue, he said, is that in event of climate change disasters, such as insecurity, flooding and others, resources are not sufficient to attend to the needs of victims, where population is huge. Nigeria's population is estimated at 180 million, representing an increase by 40 million in 11 years. Roger Mark, who observed that large number of women in sub-Saharan Africa are faced with the problem of unmet need for family planning, said high-level policy support from government is needed to make the birth control commodities available to the people.
So ultimately, from a national policy-making level, how do you get Nigerian policymakers to recognize that having a population size that means you're powerful, but at the same time, how do you find a balance between the need to be powerful and be able to respond to the real needs of those communities?
He maintained that where women can properly control childbearing, they will be free to empower themselves through skill acquisition or education, earn income and improve their lives and those of their families, thus contributing to the realization of the SDGs. In related development, some executive members of non-governmental organizations at a forum in Lagos raised alarm over non-availability of effective family planning consumables, saying the problem was fueling child and maternal mortality in the country, including worsening the problem of victims of internally displaced persons, IDPs.
Here is a scenario where we have all these unpleasant indicators which signify a lot of waste of life. It just needs that political will, and political will come when the citizens constantly demand for the rulers to actually start investing in health.
Let me move to specific things Nigeria committed in the UN Every Woman, Every Child. One is to fully fund workforce integrated services for ensuring that maternal and newborn child care services are properly integrated.
On the well-being of IDPs, especially in Northeast, Samantha Newport, head of Communications UN Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Nigeria, said more aids were needed to provide essential services to properly cater for the victims at various camps. According to her, the mouth-watering aid by the United Nations this year has helped in no small measure to ensure regular supply of potable water, food and medication, among other requirements to IDPs. But more donations were needed. According to statistics from the UN, the 9 years of conflict in Nigeria has left about 70 million people in need of humanitarian assistance in the Lake Chad Basin, including 8.5 million in the Northeast. Innocent Honor for Radio Nigeria.